Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, we're looking at a thought found in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. We'll be looking at several verses there in the course of the week, but our thought is a call to separation. We're looking at verse 14 at the beginning of the verse this morning where the Bible says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Now, the word here, unequally yoked, has the idea of a different kind. And may I say that, of course, the Scripture teaches, even in the Old Testament, the Jews were prohibited in Deuteronomy 22. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together, one clean animal, the other an unclean animal, the one a tall animal, the other a short animal. And so there was this distinction made about being unequally yoked together when it come to animals. Well, the Scripture went on to talk about, as humans, we're not to be unequally yoked. And of course, this is a prohibition that's has several applications. It frowns on the marriage of a believer and an unbeliever because they are of a different kind. It frowns upon a believer enter into a business partnership with an unbeliever, because once again they're of a different kind, and sooner or later those differences in values are going to come to play, and it's going to cause problems. Of course, the same thing is true when someone joins a club with unbelievers, or a society, or a lodge, or a fraternity, any of those things. Before long, inevitably, the believer and the unbeliever will start to pull apart in opposite directions, and the believer will be dragged into behavior which will compromise his testimony and trouble his conscience if we're not very careful. Well, the Scripture says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." So here's the command. Now, the command, we're given some rhetorical questions, and what I mean rhetorical means that they have the answer is obvious. The answer to all of the questions listed here in these verses, 2 Corinthians 6:14, the answer is none or no to all of these questions. But the apostle begins to ask through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?" You know, today we hear a lot about the left and the right. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not concerned about left and right. What I am concerned about is righteous and unrighteous. And truly, that's where the lines are being drawn. The lines in most of the political arguments today have nothing to do with what political party, but it's a matter of righteousness versus unrighteousness. And this is what he said. He asked the question, talking about being unequally yoked, "What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?" Because as we've said, sooner or later, whatever it is that you join, whether it be a political party or whatever it is, the believer is going to find himself called upon to compromise some righteous demand of God. And because God's moral standards are so much higher and holier than the world's standards, the world doesn't understand. And they just don't get it why we cannot lower our standards just this one time, just for this one occasion. After all, it's not that bad, or it's for a good cause. Well, the Bible's very plain that righteousness demands our separation. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? During the days of this week, we'll look at these other questions and we'll review some of these things. But the truth of the matter is that in this day and hour, no one is calling for a tighter and closer separation from the world. Just the opposite. We're trying to get as close to the world as we can. I like playing around a mud hole without falling in. And my friend, that leads to destruction. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray you'd help us to understand that the call to separation is not optional, but it is not a suggestion, but rather a command. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.